Wanted to focus a little bit on some of the history this morning, and today's post on Where Past Meets Present has to do with the old Woodhouse.
Yeah, I mean, for all of us that have gone driven up Highway 62 towards Shady Cove, in about 1.5 miles north of Eagle Point, you have on the right hand side, you know, the old Woodhouse, 1870s pioneer house with quite a story in terms of it was really volunteers, unsung volunteers such as Skip and Charlotte Gear, who were able to protect this 1870s homestead. Story started with Marvin Wood, who was a wounded Civil War veteran. He went ahead, homesteaded in the late 1860s.
Oh, so when we talk about the old wood house, it really is the old wood, as in family name house.
It is,
right?
And it's not only,
along with it being a wooden house.
And I first thought that about the old wood house because it's easily the most photographed and easel painted pioneer house in the Pacific Northwest. I said, well, wood must be because it's wood, but it's wood because it goes back to Marvin Wood, who did the homesteading. He then went ahead, built the house in 1871, married. Had children, and a son, Walter. Walter's key, because Walter was born in 1881, and he lived until 93. So he was in that house until he died in 1974. And he was the one that stopped the state from destroying it. So they were widening 62 after World War II. He went ahead and bought the land on the other side where it is now and had the house moved. Never had any electricity or inside plumbing.
Never had plumbing, never had electricity. And there was nothing, they could really do about it, but yet I'm sure the state wanted to tear it down.
Oh, yeah, and you see, there was an outhouse that was still used. But you see, the other thing, too, is that after he died, it fell into disuse. You had blackberry bushes and vines and things like this. Vandals came in, Bill, removed almost all the doors and windows and tried to burn it down, but the old house didn't go down and wasn't burned up. Well, then it was donated to the Eagle Point Historical Society by the owner at that time.
It was about 17, 18 years back.
And about 17, 18 years back. And then this is where the volunteers come in. They reshingled it with old cedar shingles and old cedar shakes, doors and windows added, made it sound. But the problems that they had dealing with the county in terms of permits on repairs was almost unbelievable. Just having to do to put in old cedar shakes. The planning departments were very concerned that someone would be living in there. Said, no one's going to be living here. We're going to go ahead and show it.
So this is, once again, the administrative state weighing in here.
Administrative state.
If you're going to be putting this these shingles on, you have to bring it up to all the total codes. I imagine this is what we're talking about, the current codes.
That was it. And when I talked to some of the volunteers there, I just couldn't believe the specifics of it. But then what happened is that Jackson County then entered into the fray when they discontinued the funding to all 14 of the historical societies in 2007. They took the proceeds from a statewide levy. It was going all to the historical societies and such. So now all of a sudden, Eagle Point Historical Society was really non-functioning.
Yeah, and they couldn't pay $2,400 a year for the land, could they?
Well, part of it, they couldn't even afford to take care of their museum, and there's a lot of other things that are in there. Once the county went ahead and took the funds, you know, from the agents, from the historic societies, and put into their general coffers. Well, then, actually, Skip and Charlotte Gear, then Bill, set up the nonprofit Woodhouse Preservation Group, and they've been running it ever since then with other volunteers with no tax funds. I mean, no monies are coming in like the Planned Parenthood and all these other things, JPR, you name it. Not one dime, and they're keeping it open for the rest of us to enjoy.
So you can tour it then?
Yes, you can, and we have posted on your website, you know, the website for the old Woodhouse, and really folks should go ahead if they can and give them a, you know, send them an email, give them a call, go through it, make a donation. They do the Civil War reenactment and other things, and if I could, the Skip Gear's website concludes, and I love this one. Since the beginning in 1870, the Woodhouse has fought heavy rains, snows, the Columbus Day storm, hail, fire, vandalism, and county politics. And through all of this, the house still remains to welcome you and come and visit. These volunteers against government should be applauded.
So there we go, folks. The old Woodhouse. That's the latest. It's up there. You can hear the whole story, read the whole story on KMED.com on today's show block.